Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I am Andy Atherton, back with you, closing out another fun theme week here. We are all about the money, the greenbacks, the moolah, the dollar bills, because it's tax season. And what better to watch videos and do about songs are all about money, material possessions. And I am closing it out with one of my favorite bands of all time. Going back to 1992, off of the album Gordon, it is If I Had $1 Million by Bare Naked Ladies. I love this song. It, to me, is one of the best sing-along songs I've ever heard in my life. I've seen them twice in concert, and this was the one song I think I was probably looking forward to most. They really do have a fun show, because they do a lot of riffing. They did covers. I remember at one show they did Livin' La Vida Loca. They did You Really Got Me, another show by the Kinks. And they are a really fun band. And this song actually, what's funny is that it never was released as a true single and doesn't really have a music video. The one I'm going to watch is, I guess, maybe a fan-made one. But it kind of evokes the spirit of what I think the video for this would have been. So, speaking of said video, we're going to watch it. YouTube link is in the description as usual. Let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. Now, depending on where you hear the song, there are some differences because they have a lot of live recordings of this. That's the one I have on a CD of mine. And it's really good between, Ed and Steven, the two main lead singers of the band. And it reached number 13 in Canada, their native homeland. It hit number 37 on the U.S. Billboard Top Adult 40 in 2000. I mean, the differences between Ed and Steven's voices is really played in this, and they're in the right order. Nice Chester, Fjellhorn, Ottoman. Yeah, you got to. I like their play. When you're writing a song like this, you want to have like the right. You can't say like a couch and a chair. No, an ottoman or a Chesterfield. That kind of leans towards creative thinking. And the whole place would be singing along with this right here. If I had $1 million, so. It first appeared on one of the later versions of the band's first independent release, Buck Naked. And it started to just grow. It became a bonus track on the UK edition of Born on a Pirate Ship. Look, they're opening the fridge. And they do a lot of talking in this song, too, as well. And like that's where the differences were, where you hear it. Pre-wrapped sausages, pre-wrapped salt. That sounds good for breakfast. Now, this is a pretty funny part. But not a real fur coat. That's cool. So, a group of Matisse in 1993 planned to boycott Pickett a concert in Yellowknife due to their abduction of the line, because most northern Matisse earn a living from fur trapping, and they felt it painted them in an unfair light. The band released a statement about it. It was more about wealth than directed at them. And llama and emu, those are funny names for animals. Come on. So the song became an ice cream flavor in May 2009 when the band partnered with American ice cream company Ben & Jerry's to create If I Had $1 Million Flavors. It consisted of vanilla, chocolate ice cream, peanut butter cups, chocolate coated toffee chunks, white chocolate chunks, and chocolate coated almonds. That sounds good, actually. We wouldn't have to eat Kraft dinner. So the line about the Kraft dinner here, it inspired fans to begin throwing packages of Kraft dinner at the band during concerts. It began with a single box thrown on stage during a 1991 show at the Danforth Music Hall in Toronto. It quickly grew by word of mouth. The number of boxes being thrown rapidly increased. Eventually, hundreds would be thrown at a typical show, often targeting the band and their instruments. It was kind of gross. I remember when I saw them, a big sign with the, like Kraft Macaroni is banned, with a circle with the line through it. Of course, I just went past a couple of great lines where they kind of go back to their fur, but they say, I'd buy you a green dress, but not a green little green dress. That's cruel. Kind of, parodying it. And they, and we really picks up. And also the other line was about, I buy you some art, where they say a Picasso or a Garfunkel, meaning Art Garfunkel of Simon and Garfunkel fame. Would you be rich today in this economy with $1 million? Depends on how you come across it, I guess. If you win a lottery, you do have to give a lot of that back in taxes. If you inherit it, who knows? But don't we all wish we had $1 million? I know I do. All right. Well, that was a great song, and I'm glad that I was able to talk about it here just for a few minutes. And that's going to bring an end to our week here on the Video Jukebox. Hope everybody had a great week. I hope everybody's getting a nice return. And if you owe, hopefully you don't owe that much. Hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.